game brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946. 7-3, Lions on top, start of the second quarter. Lions set to kick it off. First quarter numbers, the Lions, 100 total yards, Seattle 57. Passing, the Lions 70, Seattle 55. Rushing, 30 Detroit, 2 Seattle. Time of possession, 8:02 Detroit, 6:58 Seattle. 6 first downs for the Lions, 5 for the Seahawks. Matthew Stafford, 8 out of 10, 70 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback rating, 129.2. The always dangerous Leon Washington back deep to take the kickoff. 7 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Second on the all-time list to Joe Cribbs. Fourth in the NFL this year, averaging 31.7 yards per return. Season long of 83. Here's the run up and the kick by Hansen. Sends it on its way. Washington takes it 5 yards deep. Coming out middle of the field. Left at the 5 to the 10. Cuts it back at the 15. Hit and drop from behind. Nice work on special teams by John Wendling. Hits him at the 23-yard line, and that's where Seattle will start when we come back. Second quarter, Lions up 7-3. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Buddy's Pizza, a hometown original. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Lions defense played well this year, Brandy, but they haven't been able to play with the lead very often. They did in Philadelphia when it was 6-0, but even at that point, you felt like the lead should have been more significant. 7-3 Lions on top here, 14:55 to go first half. Russell Wilson, 7 out of 8, 54 yards through the air so far. Toss sweep right side, goes to Lynch, cutting it outside, look out, he's gone. 40, 50, count it down, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, 77 yards for the score. Michael Robinson is big fullback with a block to help spring him free. Well, they didn't get to play with a lead for long. Unbelievable. Wow.
Well, Seattle blocked the play well, and in my judgment, where were the safeties? He was gone, Dan, what, 15 yards after the play started? Downfield?
Yeah.
There was nobody deep. There was no safety involved. And, man, once he got past the corner, once he turned the corner, it was over.
This is just like when they were in Tennessee and they come back, take the lead, 28-21, and they give up the return for the touchdown tie game. Well, here you take the lead, momentum's on your side, and you give up a 77-yard touchdown run. And to that point, Marshawn Lynch had 4 carries for 2 yards. Now he's 5 for 79.
And Ricardo Silva that time as safety came up, and you can't get blocked down. You can't get knocked down. As a safety, you got to keep your feet. He gets knocked down. Marshawn Lynch runs by him in the distance. And the rest is history.
Silva playing for Amari Spivey today, and the Lions came on the wrong end of that one. Seattle back on top, 10-7. They lead it. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Whether you're going to need new tires now or sometime down the road, Bell Tire makes sure that you always get the lowest tire price, period. That's because we do the shopping for you. We search the competition every day to make sure we're getting you the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. So why spin your wheels? For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 80 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
You can't fake local. You're either from Michigan or you're not. Flagstar Bank is Michigan's hometown bank. Visit flagstar.com to find the branch nearest you. Member FDIC.
Well, we told you today's Bell Tire touchdown contestant is Jane Smiley from White Lake. Congratulations, Jane. You have already won. It's not to say the Lions don't need another touchdown here, because now they do, after the longest run of Marshawn Lynch's career. A 77-yard touchdown run. It has put Seattle up by a score of 10-7 with 14:43 to go in the first half. We've got another break on the field. We'll step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Beating deals is easy. Playing the bassoon, that's pretty hard.
It's Gordy, founder of ABC Warehouse. More inclined to beat a deal than blow a bassoon, so don't expect him at band camp.
Ballroom dancing can also be very difficult.
Very hard.
Making a light, fluffy souffle is no picnic either.
Fresh eggs are the key.
But beating deals? No sweat.
No problemo.
Say some guy walks into ABC with a deal on a stove.
I'm with you.
Boom! ABC beats that deal.
Just like that, the deal is beaten. But what if it's a family with a deal on a microwave?
ABC beats that deal.
An elderly woman in a camcorder.
We beat that deal.
A couple who are just friends but getting serious with a 35-inch flat screen TV.
We beat that deal too.
So basically you beat all deals.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get it. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Right now at ABC Warehouse, get a Magnavox 50-inch LCD 1080p HD TV for only $499. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get the sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com. Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more. Or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank. Member FDIC. For healthcare coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Matt Derrybank in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Quick update from the Meadowlands. Jets trail the Dolphins 10-0 in the first. Tim Tebow allows Jimmy Wilson to come in and block a punt. Miami recovers it for a touchdown, and the Dolphins lead 10-0. Fellas, back to you.
All right, Diesel, thank you very much. Right here, it's 10-7. Seahawks over the Lions. Lions with a touchdown pass to Matt from Matthew Stafford to Ryan Broyles. Seahawks with a 77-yard touchdown run by Marshawn Lynch. Here comes the Lions offense. They were ahead for, what, about 5 seconds? Something like that.
A little longer than that.
17 seconds.
A little longer. 17, yeah. There you go.
Here we go. Work to do. Stafford up under center. Offset eye behind him. LeSure the deep back. Stafford fakes the give to LeSure. Sets deep in the pocket. Being chased. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Back at the 7. Turned and ran right into Brandon Mebane. And that is a sack for the Seattle defense, minus 12.
Man, you got to get rid of that football. I know, you know, Matthew's trying to make something happen. The problem is that when you take that sack on first down, you put yourself at second and 22, you're so far behind the down box. Those negative plays are so hard to make up.
Well, this is where you have to be careful with the football, too, backed up inside your own 10. Stafford takes the snap. Inside handoff goes to LeSure. He gets back across the 10, close to the 11-yard line. Bobby Wagner, the middle linebacker, drops in there. Gain of 3. That's going to bring up now third down and 19.
Natives restless in Detroit, too. I mean, the expectations of this team coming into this season, you know, we're so much higher than so far the performance has been. And, you know, the folks here in Detroit, obviously disappointed with the way the World Series has gone, and the Lions are now, I think, feeling the brunt of their displeasure, if you will.
Ball on the 10. They need to get to the 30 to move the chains. Moving up front could be Rob
Ball
Sims,
start.
The left guard.
Number 67, offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
It's just no explaining. Just the penalties, the pre-snap lack of discipline out there. That's what you're looking at. Just doesn't make any sense. Willie Young giving them a possession back, lining up over the long snapper.
That turned out to be 3 points for the Seattle Seahawks.
Now the Lions are in deep trouble. Third down, 25. Stafford back in his own end zone, looking to throw. Loads does underneath. Got it to Pettigrew. Pettigrew across the 15 to the 18. Got a little breathing room to punt, but well short of first down yardage. Got 12. Marcus Trufant with the tackle there. And Nick Harrison come on to punt it away to Leon Washington. Boy, you better be careful every time you send the ball this guy's way.
Yeah, but you know the other thing disappointing is that right after they score on a big play, Lions go 3-and-out. You've got to answer the bell and answer their big play with something of your own.
Washington from the 36 to the 40 to the 45 and taken down there. So 46-yard punt, 9-yard return. Seahawks have it back, leading 10-7, 12:23 to go here in the first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Whether you're going to need new tires now or sometime down the road, Bell Tire makes sure that you always get the lowest tire price, period. That's because we do the shopping for you. We search the competition every day to make sure we're giving you the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. So why spin your wheels? For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
All right, here we go. 10-7 Seahawks. First and 10, they've got it. Their own 44. 12:23 to go first half. Tate right, Rice left. I formation behind Wilson, who's up under center. Robert Turbin, the deep back. Wilson wants to throw. Five-step drop, sets and does. Deep right side. Incomplete. Intended for Golden Tate. Good coverage out there, but a flag comes in on Jonte Green. Looked like pretty good coverage. Apparently officials saw it differently. I'd like to get a look at the replay on that one. Now, one thing, Green never turned to locate the football, which oftentimes will come back to haunt
you. Pass interference, defense, number 36 with an armbar. Automatic first down at the spotted the foul.
It was the arm bar that he threw out there. I don't love that call. But you know what? Anytime you don't turn and locate the football, you put yourself at risk.
I got a problem with, you know, pass interference has now become a real arbitrary type of call. Depending upon which referee you get or which official, it could be one thing or another.
First and 10 from the 15. Wilson up under center. Turns, gives to Turbin trying to get outside left, being chased. And finally, he's run out of bounds as he gets down to the 10-yard line. Nice work defensively by Travis Lewis, who's in there at linebacker. Lions Red Zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Gain of 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5 from there. Kind of interesting that we're seeing Lewis in there, the rookie out of Oklahoma. Now he comes out. Jonte Green goes back in. 2nd down and 5. Seattle up 10-7, looking for more. Wilson out of the gun. Turbin to his left, 2 receivers right, 1 left. Wilson takes, sets, throws left side, hand fighting out there and knocked away. It was intended for Evan Moore, coverage by Jonte Green. Seattle wanted a flag, not going to get it that time. It'll be 3rd down and 5.
Well, the rookie, Russell Wilson, picking on the rookie, Jonte Green. And Green that time did a nice job turning around and locating the ball, Dan. And once you do that, you got a better shot of getting away with some contact.
Ball at the 9-yard line, 3rd down and 5. Wilson, empty backfield, going from the gun. 2 receivers right, 2 left. Lions show a 4-man front. Wilson takes, looks, throws left side, got a man, touchdown. That is just too easy. Sidney Rice.
It looked as though Jacob Lacey was covering. And it was one of those plays, again, where they line him up.
It's Alphonso Smith, yep.
Excuse me, not Jacob Lacey. They line Rice up in a slot, and he runs a little crossing route with the wide receiver. And Lacey takes too much of the inside, and when Rice runs to the sideline, Lacey's in a trail position and can't catch up.
Seattle has scored on all 3 possessions, and right now on the road in Detroit, they've got a 17-7 lead with 11:39 to go first half. We'll step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Time when the Lions led this game 7-3, but in the last 3 minutes and 4 seconds, the Seahawks have reeled off 14 straight points. Now lead it by a score of 17-7.
Penalties have been a huge part of the Lions' problems, too. The penalty by Willie Young on a punt gave the Seahawks a first down, and they were able to use that to get 3 more. On the last drive, a big interference call against Jake Jonte Green cost the Lions a big bunch of yardage in that scoring drive.
Hauschka's kick is taken 8 yards deep by Stephon Logan. He steps back and takes the touchback. Lions live at first and 10 at their own 20. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hey, flu season is here, everybody. Now the Lions fans can get immunized and meet a member of the 2012 Lions this Tuesday, October 30th. Join Ryan Broyles at the Walgreens on Northwestern in Southfield from 10 to 11, or Kasim Osgood at Walgreens on Telegraph in Waterford Township from 2 to 3.
Two tight ends set for the Lions on first and 10 for their own 20. They go to LeSure. Nope, Stafford keeps going to throw. Got it complete. Caught by Scheffler sliding across the 30 and to the 34-yard line. That is a first down, pickup of 14. Richard Sherman covers him up there. But the Lions move the chains, trailing by 10 with 11:23 to go here in the first half.
Remind those folks about those flu shots. Walgreens on Northwestern with Ryan Broyles, or the Walgreens on Telegraph and Waterford Township with Kasim Osgood. Both players will be encouraging fans to stay healthy this flu season by getting immunized. And Dan, it should be a lesson for everybody. Those syringes they give you the flu shots with are not that big and imposing, and it's a good thing to have with you.
See if the Lions offense can get a shot in the arm here. Trailing 17-7, they give it to Michael LeSure. You like the way
that was
that
good.
Around?
That was really good.
Yeah, LeSure got two.
Yeah.
Not exactly the big
No, it was a nice transition, but given the fact that we just did the flu shot deal and the Lions participation in that, I like that. It's very good. That's very professional announcer.
Shows I was listening to you.
Yes, it does, which is a rarity there.
Give LeSure three on the first down carry, second and 7 coming up. They scrimmage from their own 37. Empty backfield, Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers left, two right. Four-man front for the Seahawks. Stafford takes, blitz comes, they pick it up. Stafford throws, got a complete Pettigrew first down. Pettigrew still going at the 50. Pettigrew into Seahawk territory and down to the 45-yard line. It's an 18-yard gain. Cam Chancellor with the tackle, but the Lions back in Seattle territory, trailing by 10 with 10 minutes to go in the half. Pettigrew, three catches, 36 yards.
The one thing I'll say about this, and so what we're seeing from Matthew Stafford, much more accurate today than I think we've seen in the past couple of weeks, because that was a tight window, and he fit it right in there to Pettigrew for a big gainer.
Stafford, 11 out of 13, 114 yards and a touchdown. Comes with an offset eye this time. Deep back is LeSure. Stafford takes and gives to him, and he is met in the middle of that line by Bobby Wagner, man on man. And Wagner won the battle and drops him for a loss of 1 on the play.
You've got to block the middle linebacker. I mean, the fundamental part of running the football is if you don't get a body on the middle linebacker, you got a problem. And that time, I believe,
it's like Gosder.
Gosder Charles just missed the shot at the middle linebacker. And it cost Michael LeSure a big hit, and it cost the Lions a yard in the running game.
Ryan Broyles in, three receivers set for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun, second and 11 from the Seattle 46. Stafford looks, throws, sidearms it, knocked down at the line. Tried to sidearm one to Calvin Johnson down around the 40-yard line. Incomplete, third and 11 coming up. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
A little dust up after that play. Lions had gone back to their huddle. We thought Seattle did, but there was still a Seahawk over there chirping away.
Yeah, Red Bryant was in the Lions offensive huddle. Lions took exception to it, and wow.
That knockdown pass a moment ago ended a string of 10 straight completions for Stafford. Looking at a third and 11 here from the Seattle 46. Kevin Smith into Stafford's left, who's in the gun. Stafford takes. Three-man Seattle rush. Stafford looking for time. Buys it. Got Titus Young right side. Got Titus Young in the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
That's Matthew Stafford at his best there, because he got pressured, had to jump inside the pocket, kept his eyes downfield, and saw Titus Young breaking, and he threw an absolute bullet in stride to Titus Young for a big Lions touchdown. Those are the big plays the Lions have been missing, Dan. They haven't had those big plays. This is a defense that doesn't give them up. Maybe this is the beginning of this Lions, the offense coming out of the doldrums.
That is the second 46-yard touchdown of the year for Titus Young. The other coming on that Hail Mary against Tennessee. Extra point is up and good, and the Lions are back in it. It is now Seattle 17 and the Lions 14 on the strength of two Matthew Stafford touchdown passes. 8:49 to go first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special. $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right. Normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
First half. Lions back within three, 17-14 Seattle. Lions all-inclusive single-game suite rentals are still available for the season, including the Thanksgiving Day game versus the Texans. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering package and VIP parking. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012.
Dan, we've talked about other guys stepping up in the offense. They were seeing it a little bit today. Pettigrew has stepped up. Titus Young has stepped up. Royals has gotten a touchdown today, taking some of that pressure off Calvin Johnson. If those guys continue to play well and be productive, now defenses are going to have to say, now, wait a minute, you know, we're stopping Calvin, but these other guys are starting to hurt us. Now you start taking away the defense from Calvin, and now Calvin Johnson can become Megatron again.
Royals and Young each with a touchdown. Pettigrew three catches. Got to be careful here. Hanson with the run-up and the kick. Washington, 5 yards deep, coming out to the 10. Washington trying to get outside, being chased, being hit, and being taken down. At the 17-yard line, so nice work on special teams led by Tahir Whitehead that time. Now back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Deez.
All right, Dan, thank you. Second quarter at Soldier Field. Panthers lead the Bears 10-7. Bad day so far for Jay Cutler. He's fumbled, and he's been picked in Carolina with a 10-7 lead. 7:28 left to go second quarter. The Panthers with the ball and driving in Chicago territory. Green Bay on top of Jacksonville. Packers up 14-3 in the second.
That's a team, Carolina, that is desperate. Lots of rumors about Ron Rivera's future there, and lots of chirping about Cam Newton as well. Right here, it's first and 10. Seattle from their own 17. Wilson rolls the pocket right, sets and throws. Got it complete out to the 24-yard line to Golden Tate. Gain of 7 on the play. He is hit and dropped immediately. Nice work by Chris Houston, but it was a 7-yard gain. Bring up 2nd and 3. Golden Tate, 4 catches, 41 yards so far today.
You know, what they do with Russell Wilson is interesting. On a play like that, they, you know, in college, you'd call that a jet pass, where your quarterback doesn't really roll out, but what he does is he takes the snap, and it goes at a 45-degree angle, either left or right. And that's how I think they get Russell Wilson, who's a little bit shorter, out away from that big heavy rush up front.
2nd down and 3. They give it to Lynch, trying the left side, nothing doing. He's going to lose a yard back to the 23. That'll bring up 3rd down and 4. Nice work defensively for the Lions that time, led by Ashley Palmer in there today for the injured DeAndre Levy.
Boy, Palmer did a great job What you do is you take on a block and you disengage. He took on a fullback, basically just shoved him aside like he wasn't even there, like a rag doll. Then was in position to make a play on Lynch. You don't bring that guy down without getting yards after contact, but he did on that play.
Third and four, nickel formation for the Lions. They go five defensive backs, and the Lions looked a little confused out there, Brandy, when they tried to get set up. Now they've burned a timeout, their first of the half.
Well, an important play, third down and short on a possession right after the Lions scored to get to within three. And I think a good timeout. Look at the situation in the game, where you are in the game. What just happened? You just scored. You got the crowd back in it. You want to force them to kick, get you some field position. So don't take any chances with this third down.
Yet to stop Seattle here. Three times they've had the ball, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. So Lions defense trying to come up with a stop here and get the offense back.
Well,
get some momentum going and then keep it for a little while.
Well,
keep giving it back.
Wilson's ability to move is important too. They'll put him on the run, and he can run pass option these third downs like this.
Third and four from their own 23. Wilson takes, sets up a throw, left side, incomplete. Had Lynch open, but he just threw it a little bit wide. Lynch couldn't haul it in, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Big pressure coming from the Lions. I think it was a safety blitz from Delmas, but nobody blocked him. Came right through.
Steven Tulloch.
I thought it was Delmas. But nobody from Seattle picked up the blitz. Wilson knew he had nobody blocking the guy, had to get rid of it early, messed up the timing on the route, incomplete. Lions get the football.
Ryan to punt it away. Logan settles under it at the 12. Logan to the outside at the 20. Logan dropped right at the 20-yard line. So it is a 65-yard punt. Do my math correctly. And a return to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Lions will take over, trailing in this game 17-14. Matthew Stafford and the offense come back out, and they've looked pretty good today. On a couple of touchdown drives that resulted in Stafford touchdown passes.
I want to say hi to the folks up in Escanaba, Michigan today. Got a tweet earlier today, Dan. Folks up there working today in a factory in Escanaba in the Michigan Upper Peninsula. And they're listening to the game, and we appreciate them being along with us.
Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's see if the Lions can brighten it a little bit. Stafford out of an empty backfield working from the gun, takes the snap. Three-man rush with time, throws incomplete off the hands of Michael Ashour, who was hit and drilled immediately by Leroy Hill. Stafford 12 out of 16, 160 yards, two touchdowns, quarterback rating. Before that pass was 150.7.
Lions bring in Riley Reiff again. They go to that heavy package where Reiff plays a quote-unquote tight end or wing or H-back, whatever. But obviously the number one draft pick used to block, get involved in the run game.
Reiff lines up tight to the line right side. Right next to Gosdar Sherilas, second and 10. Play action fake. Stafford sets up deep in the pocket. Now drifts to his left. Stafford in trouble, looking for somewhere to go, and he just throws it away. It's a pretty nice play by Stafford, who avoided about a 10-yard loss by getting rid of it because pressure was coming by Clinton McDonald and Alan Branch.
Don't blame that one on the offensive line. There was plenty of time to throw the football. That's coverage by Seattle on the Lion receivers, not giving Stafford an open target.
Kevin Smith and Ryan Broyles check in. It is third and 10, Lions from their own 19, down 17-14 in the game. Stafford will operate from the gun, Smith to his right. Two receivers left, one right. Brandon Pettigrew, the tight end, tight to the line right side. Four-man front for Seattle. Stafford takes, Seattle brings four. Stafford throws, got a complete. Kevin Smith trying to cut it up at the 20. In traffic at the 25 and tackled short of the first down at the 26-yard line. 7-yard gain. It'll bring up fourth down. Earl Thomas in there. Greg Scruggs as well.
Man, third and 10 or more, just so hard to convert.
Nick Harris on the punt. Leon Washington back deep for Seattle.
That's why those first and second downs, you get into a third and five. You just got so much better opportunity.
Good punt by Harris. Hangs it high. Washington camps under it at the 27. Washington to 30, 35. Outside at the 40. Cuts it back into the 44-yard line. So a good return by Leon Washington. It's a 47-yard punt, 17-yard return. You have a flag down, Brandy?
I think I see a flag. No, that's just, I'm sorry, it was somebody's towel. Those pink towels kind of look a little bit yellow. Pink, obviously, for the breast cancer awareness thing. Sometimes they come out of the belts of the players. Laying on the ground, you get an idea that it might be a penalty, but there was no flag on that play. The Seahawks take over at their own 48, 45.
Actually, in one game this week, they are using pink flags.
Are they?
Jets Miami just when there's a penalty call. Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. First and 10, Seattle from their own 45. Toss sweep, Lynch left side, cuts it up. This time the Lions are waiting for it. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage, able to power forward for about a yard and a half, close to the 47-yard line. Justin Durant with the tackle.
That's the same play that went the distance the other way earlier in the game. This time the Lions are there to make it work and stop Marshawn Lynch from hurting him.
Ashley Palmer out of the game. Travis Lewis, the rookie out of Oklahoma, goes in. Outside linebacker to the right side of that defense. Second down and 8. Wilson wants to throw. Rolls right. In trouble. Gets rid of it. It's complete at the 50-yard line. Caught by Golden Tate. And Tate is taken down. Just shy of midfield. It's going to be a short gain on the play of 2. Justin Durant with the tackle. Pressure coming that time. Wilson had to get rid of it. And that brings up 3rd down and 5. Another chance for that defense to get off the field. Alfonso Smith checks in. Lions go nickel. 5 defensive backs.
Boy, he's tough to sack, Wilson, isn't he? With those feet, he's able to get out of some tight spots.
Michigan and Michigan State fans know that all too well.
Yeah, don't they?
4:50 to play first half, 3rd and 5. Wilson takes, blitz comes, he throws, got it complete, but short of the first down, caught by Charlie Martin, but a terrific tackle down there for the Lions by Ricardo Silva. He needed 5, he got 4, it's 4th down. What will the Seahawks do?
Well, if you're Pete Carroll over there, you got to the defense you've got, I'm not so sure you don't go for here, but he's going conservative, and he's going to play the defense he's got by kicking the Lions deep. With 4:22 left to play in the half, that's a good choice.
Big-time play by Ricardo Silva.
Absolutely. You got to get off the field. You got no yardage after the catch because the Lions blitzed, and that left Silva all alone back there, and he made the play he needed to make.
Ryan to punt. He's got the football, drives it with that right leg. Logan runs up, calls for a fair catch, lets it bounce, but it doesn't bounce. It is caught by one of the Seattle Gunners, Jeremy Lane, inside the 5-yard line, inside the 4-yard line. And that's where the Lions will have it, backed up after a 42-yard punt. So great work on special teams by the Seahawks there. So the Lions down by 3. They led it 7-3 at one point. 14 straight for the Seahawks put them up 10. Then the Lions came back with Matthew Stafford's second touchdown pass of the game to pull within 3. It's 17-14.
Hey, I didn't get to do this. I wanted to thank the folks from Unum, which is a benefits protection agency. They were the kind people that got me down to Tennessee after Michigan played Notre Dame, and I wanted to thank them for their efforts to get me down to Tennessee for that football game, and appreciate you guys and enjoyed the day.
You and your private jets.
Hey.
Your highfalutin friends. Stafford on first down, play action fake to throw from his own end zone. Pumps. Now he's in trouble and he's going to keep it. And he might have picked up a yard to the 5. Brandon Kneebane wrapped him up. Stafford had to make sure he didn't get dropped for a safety there.
Guys, do you favors. You got to give them a little shout-out.
Oh, I no doubt about it. They took care of you. And we're glad they did because it got you there on time. Sometimes that's not easy based on your
schedule.
Well,
you know what? I'm telling you, it's tough to get to Nashville before noon on a Sunday morning.
There are musicians that'll tell you anytime that it's always tough to get to Nashville. Here we go. Second and nine for the Lions from their own five. 3:20 to go first half. They trail by three. Stafford, quick hitter, left side, got it complete. To the 10, to the 15. It's a first down to Titus Young. Nice play out there as the Lions move the chains, and Young is forced out at the 16, an 11-yard gain.
Well, again, who makes the play? Titus Young. But who helps the play?
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. Getting a block on the corner, sealing him to the outside, and giving him the space, Titus Young the space, to get upfield to get the first down.
That time Megatron took Optimus Prime right out of the play. Optimus Prime, the name that Richard Sherman gave himself on Twitter this week as he got set to go against Megatron. A little Transformer talk for you there. Stafford on first down, back to throw, does over the middle, got it complete. LeSure doesn't get much, gets out to the 18-yard line, tackled immediately by K.J. Wright.
And there's one of those plays, again, you talk accuracy, Dan. That ball's a little bit behind LeSure. And if you put that ball out in front of him, he can then run away from that tackle. But as it is, he's got to turn his body back into the tackle. Matthew's got to lay that ball out in front of him a little bit.
Second down and eight. The Lions do have two timeouts remaining, plus the two-minute warning. Stafford with two receivers, right, one left. Out of the gun on second and eight. Lions at their own 18. Stafford takes. Big rush comes. Stafford sets and throws. Got Scheffler with it. Out to the 25, a yard shy of the first down. Cam Chancellor with the tackle. 7-yard gain. They'll bring up third down and one. It should take us down to the two-minute warning, and it will. Two-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. It is Seattle 17 and the Lions 14. With 2 minutes to go in the first half, this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like, is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds PVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
2 minutes to go first half. The Lions have 211 total yards so far. Seattle 164. Lions have 10 first downs to 6 for Seattle. Lions lead in time of possession 16:08 to 11:52. The numbers that matter most, 17-14, Seattle on top. The Lions looking at a third and one here from their own 25. They are 3 out of 6 on third down so far today. Stafford 16 out of 21, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns. Quarterback rating 134.4. What do you do here, Brandy? You run it or you give him a little rollout and give him some options?
I actually run it. I mean, that's just my feeling. I think everybody thinks you're going to throw it. And maybe I go shotgun and run a little bit of a play in there to Mike LeSure. Pull a guard around in front and lead. That's kind of what I look for to get the first down, and then I get right to the line and go again.
Third and one. They fake the run. Stafford rolls right, throws. First down, got it complete. Pettigrew across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Lions will go straight to the line with a minute 50 remaining in the half.
Well, that's kind of a go-to play, that little read option look, run fake, and then you get the tight end Pettigrew out against the linebacker. Good accurate throw there by Stafford. Gain of 10, Lion first down.
First and 10 from the 35. Brian Robiski just signed this weekend at receiver, goes wide left. Stafford on the handoff to LeSure. Doesn't get much to the 38, close to the 39-yard line with 1:25 to go. It works if you catch them off guard. If it doesn't, it costs you some time.
You know, the big trouble the Lions have had, the average field position start in this first half, they started at the 16, their own, where Seattle started at the 31. That 15-yard difference is big.
Stafford on second down, sets deep in the pocket, going to throw off his back foot, just kind of throws it up for grabs. There's a fight out there, and incomplete, and I think the receiver intended, Ryan Broyles, had stepped out of bounds anyway. The far side official had thrown his hat, which meant that somebody had stepped out. It was Brandon Browner locked in coverage with Ryan Broyles. So with a minute to go, the Lions will reload and look at a third and six. Yeah. From their own 39.
And again, you get man coverage, you should be really licking your chops. And the Lions receivers just aren't getting the separation they need to get. We've seen it once today on a big play, and that was Titus Young.
Calvin Johnson yet to record a catch here in the first half. Play clock down to five. Third and six to go. They scrimmage from their own 39. Blitz comes, they pick it up. Stafford throws one, and Scheffler running free, and he overthrew him.
Now he was coming. He was looking right down the barrel of an unblocked man.
Chris Clemens, who came into this game with seven sacks. Tied for third in the NFL, putting pressure on Stafford. Boy, Scheffler had found a little open space out there, but it was a tough throw to make for Matthews. So now with 56 seconds to go, Seattle has three timeouts left. Punt by Harris, taken by Washington on a fair catch at the 19, and that's where the Seahawks will take over. 42-yard punt. Here comes Russell Wilson. That's Seahawk offense.
Seahawks have all three of their timeouts left. So with 47 seconds and their three timeouts, well, I'm sure that they're going to try to make something happen here. With a rookie quarterback particularly, this is a tough thing to ask on the road. And Wilson has not had a good record on the road yet this year. So, you know, if you're Pete Carroll, I don't know, with a lead, I might just kind of go conservative on this and go to the locker room with that three-point lead.
Hauschka's long this year is 52. Seattle does get the kickoff in the second half as well. Wilson on the inside handoff to Robert Turbin. Turbin with some good room across the 30, close to the 31-yard line. First down, pickup of 11, clock still moving. Down to 35 seconds remaining. Seattle goes straight to the line. Wilson ducks in behind center. Going to throw this time. Sets in the pocket, being chased, gets rid of it, gets it to Turbin. Turbin across the 40 to the 43-yard line, close to the 44. Now Seattle to use its first time out with 22 seconds remaining. Big pressure coming that time by Nick Fairley, but he could not get Wilson down.
You got to finish. I mean, the kid's only 5'10", 5'11", maybe 200 pounds. But he's strong, and he's able to move his feet well enough to get out of trouble. And the other thing he does is he keeps his eyes downfield, and there's a play, Brett Favre-like, where he's just going down. He finds a guy open and is able to shove the ball to him and turn a sack or a gain of one into a gain of eight or nine and a first down and moving the chains.
Wilson has thrown seven interceptions this season. Lions could use one right now. Seattle's got it first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. You would figure they're about 23 yards away from field goal range. Leon Washington in the game at running back lined up behind Wilson. Wilson takes, throws to Washington in the right flat. And he's tackled and driven out of bounds at the 50-yard line by Alphonso Smith. Stops the clock with 16 seconds remaining. And Seattle still has two timeouts. Second down and three. 16 seconds to go. 17-14. Seattle on top, looking for more here at the end of the first half. Wilson out of the gun, looking at a four-man line rush. Wilson throws middle of the field complete, and diving down to the 41 is Leon Washington. Seattle will burn its second timeout with 12 seconds remaining. That's a 9-yard gain and a first down. So they're about 7 yards, you would think, out of field goal range. Hauschka's hit from 52 this year. And that means they need to get down to the 34. So from this point, with 12 seconds to go and one timeout left, they've got some room to operate.
Well, and they can
some
work
options.
Yeah, they've got a lot of options. They can work the check down over the middle because they've got the timeout left. They can go wide and work the sideline if they want to. But all they need, like you said, is 5-7 yards. Within, with the 12 seconds that's left, they can get Hushka in the position to make this a six-point game. It's up to the Lions to make a play and stop them. Biggest thing they could do is get a sack.
Turbin in at running back to the right of the quarterback, Russell Wilson. And as they come to the line, the Lions call a timeout. So the Lions will come over and talk things over with Gunther Cunningham and Jim Schwartz. Defensive line coach Chris Krasorek out there as well. Marshawn Lynch has not been in on this drive. Seems like Turbin might be the guy they use when they want to throw the football. See Washington in there running back as well. He gives you a lot of options back there.
You know, the other thing is, don't be surprised, okay? With 12 seconds left, you might take one big shot downfield. You know, you got Sidney Rice out there, or you got Jontae Green over here, the rookie corner. Might
matched
take one big shot.
Tate.
Yeah, you might take one big shot downfield.
Here we go. Inside handoff. They keep it on the ground. Goes to Turbin, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Ndamukong Suh coming up big in the middle of that defensive line with 6 seconds to go, and Seattle burns its final timeout.
Great play by Suh. And again, what is it? What creates problems? You beat a block at the line of scrimmage. And that time, Suh read a trap coming his way and just got out of the way of them and made sure that offensive lineman missed him, whiffed on him, and he was right there to make a play on the running back.
Longest field goal of Hauschka's career is 54. From here, you'd be looking over 60 yards. They're back at the 43-yard line. So with 6 seconds to go, Brandy, you got to figure it's either a quick sideline throw or they're going for it all in the end zone. They send two receivers left, two right.
Lions are going like they're going to try to Hail Mary it over the top.
Lions have three safeties set up down at the 15-yard line. Now the Lions are going to call a timeout and bring their defense over and talk things over. Just got to make sure you keep everything in front of you here.
Wheels are turning, aren't they?
Seattle's got some options again. With 6 seconds to go, you could try to get something quick to the sideline.
You could, but here's the deal. What is interesting to me is the fact that how important these three possible points could be.
Well, in particular, when Seattle gets the ball to start the second
exactly.
half.
From Seattle's perspective, they're working like crazy to get three if they can. And depending upon what the Lions give them, they may try. And it could easily get 3 to 4, you know, maybe 10 to 15 yards in 3 to 5 seconds, which gives you a second to kick. But you got to be fast with it, and you got to make sure you get out of bounds because no timeouts left. If you keep it in bounds, guess what? Half's over.
Line of scrimmage, the Lion 43. The Lions have Silva, Coleman, and Delmas back inside the 5-yard line. They go right side to the sidelines, incomplete with 2 seconds to go. Zach Miller, the intended target. So now you have no choice other than to load up, just throw one down. Nope, they're bringing Hauschka on. They're going to bring Hauschka on for what's going to be about a 61-yard field goal attempt. T.O. down on the sidelines.
Hey, Dan and Jim, one update on Marshawn Lynch. The reason you haven't seen him in the last couple of minutes, he has a sore back. He is off right now in the locker room getting treatment. However, according to the Seattle people on their sideline, his return is probable.
All right, Tony, thanks. This is going to be a 61-yard field goal attempt for Hauschka.
And what's his career long, 52?
Career long is 54. Going to try to beat that by a long shot. Hauschka on the way. Do you have the distance? No. Slides just under the crossbar. It is no good and short. And we'll go to halftime. Seattle up by a score of 17-14. The big play, the difference in this one, a 77-yard touchdown run by Marshawn Lynch. A couple of touchdown passes by Matthew Stafford have kept the Lions close. They'll have some work to do when we come back in the second half. At halftime, get you up to date on what's going on around the National Football League. Plus, the Diesel will get you up to date on the Tigers as they get set to go tonight in Game 4 of the World Series. Not much explanation needed there. Down 3. They got a long road ahead of them and starts tonight at Comerica Park. Halftime show coming up. 17-14 Seattle. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun. Yay! Shopping for new tires? Not so fun. Yay! So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period. Yay! At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire. With over 80 locations, they're in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. Bell Tire.
97.1 The Ticket's a proud sponsor of Liontown 2012, and you can own a beautifully decorated lion designed by a local artist. Attend the Liontown Auction October 16th at Ford Field. Visit liontown.com.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
At the break, a higher scoring affair than we expected. Lions trail the Seahawks 17-14. First half highlights. Seahawks were on the board first. Steven Hauschka with a 23-yard field goal after the Lions had a penalty-filled first defensive possession. Detroit grabbed the lead, though, in the first after being down 3-0. Good drive for Matthew Stafford and company on their second 19-yard zinger to Ryan Broyles. Stafford, a 20-yard completion to Tony Scheffler. Then Matthew Found, the rookie.
Second and goal from the 6. Stafford takes, looks left, throws left. End zone, got a man caught. Broyles dives. End zone, did he get in? Yes, sir. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Dan Miller with a call. Lions led 7-3 at the end of one. In the second, Seattle got the football back. And just 17 seconds later.
Toss sweep right side. Goes to Lynch. Cutting it outside. Look out. He's gone. 40, 50. Count it down. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown. 77 yards for the score. Michael Robinson is big fullback with a block to help spring him free. Well, they didn't get to play with a lead for long. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah, it was Ricardo Silva, the safety blocked by Robinson to the ground, enabled Lynch to roam free. And just like that, Pete Carroll's team led 10-7. They would extend their lead after a Lions punt. Pass interference on Jonte Green, then Russell Wilson to Sidney Rice from 10 yards out, beating Alphonso Smith and the Seahawks at a 17-7 lead. Lions got the football back. They waste no time hitting on a home run ball.
Kevin Smith into Stafford's left, who's in the gun. Stafford takes. Three-man Seattle rush. Stafford looking for time. Buys it. Got Titus Young right side. Got Titus Young in the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
That's Matthew Stafford at his best there.
Great throw by Stafford. Lions cut it to 3. 17-14. Seahawks attempted a Hauschka 61-yard field goal at the horn, but it was short. So Seattle up 3 at the half. We'll get you the out-of-town scores next on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO for McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game, Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Halftime, Seattle leads the Lions 17-14. Around the NFL, they're at the half at Soldier Field. Ugly first half for Jay Cutler. A fumble and a pick. Carolina leads Chicago 13-7. In Cleveland.
Richardson tailback. They give to Richardson. He's cutting near side. 25. Cut back. He's got more to the 20. He's to the 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Boy, do my ribs feel better.
Yes, they do.
Sean LeBow just pushed him up the field, and Richardson was gone. 26 yards and a touchdown.
Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon on Browns Radio, Cleveland 7, San Diego 3. Richardson, a touchdown run there. Green Bay has a two-point lead on Jacksonville in the second, 14-12. Aaron Rodgers, a touchdown pass to Randall Cobb. At the break in Tennessee, Titans lead the Colts 10-3. Tom Brady, two touchdown passes. New England 28, Rams 7 in the second. In the third, Falcons 24-7 leaders on Philly. Miami up at the half on the Jets, 20-0. And Big Ben, two touchdown strikes. Steelers 20, the Redskins 6. That one in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Today's second quarter Michigan May business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Matt Derry back at the 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios. Seahawks 17, Lions 14. Game 4 of the World Series coming up later on tonight at 8:15. San Francisco going for the sweep of the Tigers with Matt Cain on the hill against Max Scherzer. Again, an 8:15 start time there. Brought to you by Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy is our look ahead to the second half. It benefits the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Lions down 3. And think about this, Calvin Johnson without a catch in the first half. He's been targeted twice. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Matthew Stafford, pair of touchdown passes for the Lions. Russell Wilson, a touchdown throw for Seattle. Seahawks 17, Lions 14. Third quarter, we send it back to Ford Field. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, and Tony Ortiz.
All right, Diesel, thank you very much. Getting set to go here in the second half. Some first half numbers. The Lions, 225 total yards, Seattle 201. Passing the Lions, 185, Seattle 106. Rushing the Lions, 40, Seattle 95. 77 of those on Marshawn Lynch's long touchdown run. Time of possession, 17-21 Detroit, 12-39 for Seattle. 11 first downs for Detroit, 11 for Seattle. 5 penalties against Detroit, none against the Seahawks. Third down conversions, 4-for-8 for Detroit, 1-for-5 for Seattle. Lions have some work to do, down 17-14. As we get set to start the second half, Seahawks will get the ball first. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Monopoly is back with more fun than ever. Leon Washington back deep for Seattle. Jason Hansen set to kick it off for Detroit. And at 2-4, this is a home game. This is a home game against an NFC team. You're going back on the road for two after this. They need to win this game. You need to find some way to get this thing together and come out strong in the second half.
I'm buying into the Jim Schwartz theory. Remember we talk about, is this a must-win game? You ask the question. And Schwartz always answers by saying, I think every game we play is a must-win. You know what? I'm with him on that.
You know
I believe that he's right, that you got to have the attitude. Every time you tee it up, you got to win.
Some are muster than others.
I don't care.
Okay, let me put it this way. You're 2-4, it's not the same as it was when you're starting the season.
True, but it's not the same.
Your margin for error is shrinking. Your margin for error is
right. Here's
gone.
Here's where I disagree with you. I don't care if you're 2-4 or 4-0. You have
to
have the attitude.
Pick your whole concept apart.
Yeah,
you
go ahead. You can try, but you know what? I will take you and tear you down with it.
If you're 4-0.
No, this is a must-win game. Every game they play is a must-win game. If you're 4-0 and you go into it with the attitude, that's great. That's great. So you're going into a game at 4-0 that you think, this is okay. We can win. We don't have to win. Let me tell you what. If you want to play the game and play it right, you go into every game with the attitude it's a must-win.
There's a difference between want to and need to.
Well, you know what? I think you're wrong.